Hey, thanks everyone for tuning in because you have to, and thanks for taking the time to listen to this. So again, if you need details for our Christmas All Staff, be sure to check it out on our website at thesolomonfoundation.org/Christmas2023. Today in the studio, I have a very, very, very special guest, someone who's been here a very long time, Adrian Green. Adrian, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. 8 years today. Today's my anniversary.
Today.
Wow. 8 years today.
What was it like that first day that you got hired?
Okay, so here's the funny story. December 1st of 2015 was the all staff. So I literally walked in for the all staff, and we all fit in the actual large conference room at that time.
Yeah.
And I walked in, and they gave me the journal, right, as my swag. And Doug said, sit right here in front of me, because I want you to be able to know everything that's going on. And I took notes verbatim like a banshee.
You filled that journal.
I was like, I will know everything. I will know everything. Like, every question asked, I literally went back and Googled if I didn't know the answer. Like, I was, but that was my first day.
That could be like a historical piece. Do you still have that journal?
I do.
Is that no way, really?
I do, yeah. And like everyone's devotional for the week, I would write down all the, it was funny.
That's amazing. And you're still here.
I'm still here.
It's been a good journey.
Yeah, and we fit in more than just the conference room now.
Exactly. We have definitely overflowed every space, it seems like.
Yeah, so, third building coming up.
Yeah, well, rumor has it that you guys have the best team here at TSF, the best team.
We are. We're the A team, the admin team.
That's right. Yeah, tell me a little bit about your team. Tell me who you got. And maybe a little about the roles, what you guys do here.
Yeah. So on the A team, we have had a full team of four people for over a year now. Ashley and Mainte have been here for over a year. So it started with myself, and then we added Krista. And so Krista Shalkowski, she's here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday for the whole day. We try to not only support the staff and our guests as best we can, but then each person is a little bit specialized. So Krista works a lot with the loans team. She does a lot of the insurance things, and then she helps me with a lot of projects. And she kind of compartmentalizes her days based on what we have going on.
Nice.
But so then we have Ashley, who's here 5 days a week, but from 8 to 12:30. And she focuses obviously on the phones, but then she has fit into the TSF weekend role like a champ.
Yeah.
And she has really got into being able to do all of our shipments and communicate with the RVPs and just keep all of that going. And it's been fun to watch her blossom and own it. And it's funny. We use acronyms like TSFW. And I don't remember what day it was. She finally said, what does that stand for? Right? So
she's been going along the whole time.
And so it was fun to learn those. Like, you have to remember those things. Like, if you've been here a while, the lingo is just our lingo, right?
She didn't have the magic journal to reference back to.
No, magic journal. Probably doesn't even say what a TSF. We didn't have TSF weekends in 2015.
Yeah.
Not like we have now. So Ashley really owns that and a lot of the shipments and the workroom. And then Mainte is here Wednesday, Thursday, Friday all day. And Mainte, she really helps the investment team with a lot of renaming of things. She's the one who's mailing out maturities, confirmations. And there's a lot of overlap that we do with big projects, statements or different things, but they do have their own specialty to try and keep ourselves just as organized as well.
It seems like you guys do have your hands in kind of every department. I know you've been a huge help to marketing team by far. We could not have accomplished what we did without you guys by
any
means.
It's fun. So I think that's probably the thing that I would say is the most enjoyable about our role is our hand is in, right? A Jane of all trades, but a master of none. We have our hand in a little bit of everything. And so it makes every day different. That's something for me that's very important. If I had to do the same thing repetitively, while it is the same thing, it's a little bit different each day.
Right.
And it gives me something new. And I think the same is true for our team.
Yeah.
They like...
Well, it seems like you guys really went next level 2023.
We did.
Do you have any highlights, recaps, big stories? Tell me what 2023 looked like for you.
You know, we sat down and even came up with a mission statement for our team.
Oh, okay.
And it was just supporting our staff and guests the best way we can. And what we've asked the question in each of our meetings, like, what does that actually look like?
Yeah.
So what's your standard? What's your minimum? What do you do? Right. Okay. We answer the phone. Okay. But what more do we do? Mm. And, how do we take that to the next level? At the end now of 2023, we really are diving into what does that look like in phase three.
Yeah.
We'll be on two separate floors, running back and forth to grab somebody to tell them they have a phone call or a guest or whatever. That's going to be different and challenging for us. And so how do we do that? And what does that look like while still being at the phone, right?
Yeah.
You can't leave your spot because... the other thing I would say, and I want to give a huge shout out to our team, is we fully, in September, we're 1 year into 3CX, the new phone system. Yeah. And when we got 3CX, I think Ashley and Maite had been here for barely over a couple of months. And I challenged them to, you own the system. You know the system. I don't want to be the only one to know everything.
Right.
And they have just run with it. And actually, Maite teaches me how to use the phone system. And I just love that. I love that when we have a new hire, it's not meet with Adrian. It's meet with our team. And
yeah.
Okay, Adrian's going to give you these things, but Ashley's going to actually teach you. And if you have a question, the best person to ask is either Ashley or Maite. I love that they want ownership. And so I give them a huge shout out of working through all of the glitches and mastering it, really. Yeah.
You have an awesome team. I never thought about the admin team switching into the phase three, because right now here, you guys are central to everything. You can hear something, something goes wrong, and uh-oh happens, whatever. It's like you can respond pretty quick.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, what is, I'm just trying to think through, what's that going to look like for you next year? I guess we'll have to kind of figure it out and go with it.
But yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of phase three, people are asking, like, do we have a date? What are we looking at? I know people have been curious, excited.
So we're looking at March. Move in.
Okay.
There's still a couple hiccups and challenges that we need heat in the building.
Minor detail.
And an elevator. Minor detail. The elevator is here, so we just are waiting on the install crew, and we're just in their queue. And I mean, I think like every industry, they're backed up. And so that is our goal. You'll see furniture. We worked through all that, and you'll see furniture starting probably in late February. So we'll do what's called a stock and train permit, which means we can move in furniture. We can move over our mail machine, like all of those things, our mail machine, our copy machine. Mm. You have to time that correctly so that we do need certificate of occupancy to actually work.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jeffrey's life is about to become crazy because he's going to have to get all of that working and working flawlessly so that we can just move over. And so, yeah, phase three has been my biggest project in 2023, but it's been, I love it. I love it so much. I'm ready to, we have been building on this property for all 8 years that I have been here.
Hmm.
5 years ago, it was C-Core, and then we did all of our TI projects. I mean, even things like finishing out where the loans department is and that we've been building ever since I've been
here. You overseen that or just been a part of it or just been heavily involved in all of it? Like, I know what phase three seems like it's your main project here.
Yeah.
Is it true for the other ones?
Let's just be clear. Tom is in charge.
Yeah.
And I just try and help. You know, I would say phase two, I really with C-Core became more involved. That was still a lot of, not that Sarah has not been involved in all of these, but
yeah.
As her role has grown and as my being here has grown, they have trusted me to do that. And I've been so grateful. But yes, since phase two and when phase one happened, this project, I didn't work for Solomon, but I worked for Southeast. So I was involved in a lot of the decisions on the Southeast design and what was our meeting rooms that were downstairs and the cafe at one time where we had a big plan for all of that. So it's been fun. Yes, in some fashion, I've been involved in all of these phases.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Would that be a highlight for you in 2023 or is it more of a low light right now?
No, it's a highlight. No, it's so fun. It's
no, it can go overwhelming.
Yeah, it can be overwhelming. It's when you can't, when you're not in, like all things, when you're not in control of, you know, I'm not in control of when the heat happens. So But it's been, I've learned so much. And I will say this, they, Construction World has their own lingo as well. And so I Google a lot of those, like, OAC, what does that stand for, right? Yeah. Like, we're going to have an OAC meeting. That's great. Oh, that's owner, architect, contractor. Like, right? So it's been fun. A lot of fun.
Well, any other stories, any other highlights from this last year as you guys reflect on what's been going on in your world?
So just some of the things I wanted to point out. So far through November, we've had approximately 40,000 phone calls so that works out to about 3,600 a month or about 1,000 a week, right under 1,000, right? 900 a week. Wow. The girls have sent out in investment confirmations, 3,500, give or take, this year. Maturities over 1,500, and then quarterly statements. Obviously, we haven't finished out, but almost 5,000 quarterly statements.
Wow.
And I want to give a huge shout out to the girls that the quarterly statements, by the time we get them from investments and print them out, they're in people's mailboxes or out of our office within 24 hours.
Yeah, pretty darn quick.
Yeah. And that's, again, having the manpower to do that is just fantastic.
Yeah. And it seems like they enjoy it too. Like, it doesn't seem like they're begrudgingly like, oh no, I got to do these things again. But like, they're always smiling, got some music on. Like, there's really good spirit about your team too.
Yeah. Well, and like all things here at TSF, when we've had big projects, even Grace has, you know, helped us. And, you know, we've got a lot of big projects coming up towards the end of the year because it's not just the quarterly statements, but we'll have the 1099s. And those, unfortunately, like investment statements, oh, I would say 3/4 of them are digital. Most people have opted for the digital login. Well, 1099s, you don't get that option.
Oh, okay.
So that's 7,000 of them.
Yeah.
And I think what I love about TSF is how quickly people are ready to pitch in and help.
Yeah.
And down from CEO down, it's never not my job.
Yeah. Even yesterday, we've been doing these little ornaments, filling things with dirt. And like, you know, Ryan was on his knees on the floor here with Shay, and the girls came in from finance, and like everyone's been, seems to chip in. Like if there's a need, okay, I've got 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Everyone really kind of chips in where.
Oh yeah. Where and from CEO down, I mean, we've done dinners where I was putting, you know, tablecloths out and somebody asked me a question and I came back and all the tablecloths were down and Doug was like, doesn't it need to be done?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's what I admire most about the integrity and the, it's never not my job.
Yeah.
If we're all doing it, if someone needs to do it, let's all do it.
We're all in it.
Yeah. I love that.
Nice. Well, any other stories that come to mind when you think about highlights?
You know, what's fun is we are more and more using MyTaste Spanish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so
Espanol.
We had a client call in and I was able to let Chad and Maite run with that. And
cool.
I could brag on each one of the girls and just how much they give. And
It's
fun to watch Ashley, who this is her very first job, grow and ask questions and learn and, you know, it's fun.
Yeah.
I love them.
It's awesome. What about need to knows? I know that field guys are out there that are going to be listening to this, people that are working remote that maybe aren't here in the office.
Yeah.
Any need to knows that just the whole team needs to know right now?
I think one other thing that we've taken on as our team is with us being our own IRA custodian, investments and Michelle and so many people are doing more, but so are we in an admin. So Maite has taken on, so now we have to do certain things in mailings. You have to fax them and you have to mail them. And so Ashley is owning the mailing piece and then you have to rename these documents. And if poor Michelle had to do them all, I don't know that she'd ever sleep. And so Maite has learned how to rename them and how to do them. And so I think being mindful for this end of the year that we are our own IRA custodian is a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to have people who are used to it being done the Gold Star way and people who are going to be pleasantly surprised that we do it a different way. And I love, again, when we sit down in our admin team meetings to talk about what's coming up as a company whole, to hear like, well, what can we do? How can I learn? What is the new thing? And and then the transition for 2024 is just going to be phase three.
Yeah, are you excited for next year? Anything that's going to be new or different or Yeah, what does 2024 look like for your team?
You know, I think we're going to see phone calls grow. I mean, growing the kingdom, right? You can't grow without people talking to you, and learning and realizing the logistics of phase three and two floors. And I would love to tell you that the day one, everything is going to work perfectly, but that we all know that's not the case. And, so just grace and laughter and be ready for a cool new building, but we're bigger.
Gonna be awesome.
I mean, I think about it of, you know, we literally fit in the conference room when I first started here, like not even opening the double doors. And it's so fun to see how much we've grown.
Yeah. When I think about the new building too, I love the new stairs design that go from the second to third. So even though they are separate, there is still like this connection point.
Yeah.
It's so open where I still, it almost feels like one and a half floors, like one large floor.
Well, so. Not the architects, again, I love our architects. I love Clay and Mishler and Rob, and but the glass being at the top of the third floor so that you can see down and, and see up, and it should feel open. And there's been a lot of intentionality about phase three that people may not pick up on, but I hope they, like, I hope you don't notice it, but you notice it, right? Like the sound baffling in the second floor in the pit. We've done acoustical things and trying really hard to help with sound transfer when we're, now that the world is more Zoom and all of those things. Like, I hope you never notice that we have acoustic baffles.
Yeah.
I just hope you notice you have a better phone call.
Yeah.
So a lot of those things.
New conference room. They got the cool library going on in there. The cool marketing studio that
That's
I'm super excited about. Like a lot of fun new stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I hope it just feels like it flows well and you don't really notice. So our first permit we pulled for phase three was in 2020.
No way.
End of 2020.
Did not know that.
So there's been a lot of intentional conversations and so many people speaking into what works and what doesn't work, and a file room for the loans team so that we aren't shoving every file into every cadenza in this office, right? Like, I hope they don't notice. They just go, oh, it's so much easier to find my files.
Yeah. Exactly.
So
end of the year is coming up. Adrian Green, are you a big Christmas fan?
I'm a nerd. I'm Switching a Christmas gear. Nerd.
Oh, you are?
I love Christmas.
Okay, well, what's your favorite? I've been asking people favorite Christmas movie, or even like some that don't like Christmas, like your least favorite Christmas movie. So I think there's a couple like enemies being created, but what is your top one, two Christmas movies, must-sees, or traditions maybe? What's your favorite Christmas movie?
So my favorite Christmas movie is Christmas Vacation.
Okay.
I could probably quote it beginning to end. Our family is a movie-quoting family, not just Christmas movies. Sentimentally Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yes.
Tradition, we have a tradition of, it's new now as far as timing because Gabby's in college. Typically at the beginning of December, we go to Sonic and we get food and then we drive around and look at Christmas lights.
Nice.
And now we have to wait till she's back because if we did it without her, she would be very mad.
Do you guys go to that gingerbread? I think it's called Gingerbread House on Instagram. Have you heard of this one? It's in Castle Rock. It just was on like a TV, ABC, like has the most Christmas lights in Colorado.
Oh,
but
man.
If you go on Instagram, look up Gingerbread House, Castle Rock. It'll pull up the address for you. I guess the street's busy every single night, but that might be worth
exploring. No, we have not seen that one. But we'll drive all the way out, you know, past us in Elizabeth. There's a guy who does, he's got acreage and acreage and he does every tree. And
no way.
So then we'll sit out on the either the back of the car and open up, or and then we'll put on our own music. And we're big Christmas nerds.
That's awesome. Any favorite Christmas songs?
Oh Holy Night.
Yeah.
Your soul will feel its worth. I just think, do we actually do that?
Yeah.
Oh Holy Night.
Very sacred.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. Well, thanks. This was very insightful, very fun. Thank you for being on TSF Forever and joining the podcast today. So,
thank you. Merry Christmas, everyone.
All right. Right on. Thanks, Adrian.